From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. A private landfill that's been burning for more than 2 months in St. Clair County is causing a laundry list of health concerns for nearby residents. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently detected above normal levels of toxic chemicals in the air. The agency is spending millions of dollars to put out the fire, which could take another month. Many residents say they're sick and worry about possible long-term health impacts. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
The weekend after Thanksgiving, Chrissy Harmon woke up around 2 a.m. to the smell of smoke.
I actually thought the house was on fire.
The fumes were coming from the nearby landfill that sits on a hill about half a mile from Harmon's house.
As soon as I figured out that it was a fire that was affecting the landfill, I thought they would put it out.
Instead, Harmon and her neighbors have been breathing in the smoke for more than 2 months, and it's taken a toll.
Nosebleeds and upper respiratory junk, headaches, been terrible.
Cough, congestion, sinus problems, headaches, nosebleeds, chest pains.
Sinus issue for sure, coughing, headaches, dizziness.
That's Chrissy Harmon, Frank Reed, and Daniel Cash. Reed lives directly in front of the landfill, and Cash is a few houses down the street. In total, more than 500 people live in the wooded residential area that surrounds the smoldering pit. Jeff Wickliffe is a...
We are losing in the military so fast our readiness in terms of recruitment. And why? I can tell you why. Because the Democrats are attacking our military, saying we need to get out the white extremists, the white nationalists, people that don't believe in our agenda as Joe Biden's agenda. They're destroying it. This year, we will not reach any recruiting goals in the military. So if we want to talk about looking weak, that's where we're going to look weak. We cannot start putting rules in there for one type, one group, and make different factions in the military, because that is the most important institution in the United States of America and our allies, is a strong, hard-nosed killing machine, which is called our military.
You mentioned the Biden administration trying to prevent white nationalists from being in the military. Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military?
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans. What happened after...
Voters will go to the polls tomorrow in a runoff election for Alabama House District 55. That district covers parts of Birmingham and its western suburbs. There's no Republican in the race, so the winner of the Democratic runoff is expected to take the seat. As WBHM's Kelsey Shelton reports, just because both candidates are from the same party doesn't mean they're focused on the same issues.
Sylvia Swain's campaign is a historic one. If elected, Swain would be Alabama's first openly transgender representative, but she hopes she can be a voice for all disenfranchised groups.
When we work together and we recognize that none of us are free until all of us are free, there is overlap, there is allyship there, there's solidarity.
One of her biggest goals is expanding Medicaid, something she knows will be difficult in an almost entirely Republican House. But she says she's up for the challenge. She's ready to have those tough conversations in order to get things done. Swain's opponent in the race is Travis Hendricks.
I will never stop fighting to eliminate barriers to opportunities, resources, and rights, because you deserve a great quality of life.
Hendricks did not respond to an interview request from WBHM, but according to his website, he has a background in law enforcement, so he's made public safety a big part of his platform. Hendricks' upbringing in the district is also important to him. It has made him aware of issues that affect the area. The race hasn't gone without conflict. On Thursday, a flyer some saw as transphobic aimed at Swain made its way around the district. Hendricks says he didn't create, nor does he support, the flyer. Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.
So I'm Francis Rushton, and I'm on the session of First Presbyterian Church here in downtown Birmingham. About 1963 was a tumultuous year, and certainly the death of these six kids, it's a very traumatic event for the community here in Birmingham, but it was also the year of Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail. And this is one of the churches that Martin Luther King wrote that letter to. The letter from a Birmingham jail had a profound effect on this particular church. You know, 60 years is a long time, but still today, we consider ourselves to be a social justice congregation. Unfortunately, in Birmingham, we still have children who are being murdered. Maybe not in the context of the civil rights movement, but in the amount of gun violence we have in this community. I'm a pediatrician. It makes me very, very sad to see the number of kids who succumb to gun violence almost every day. And so those bells reminded me of that.
Did you know that Alabama has one of the lowest literacy rates in the United States? I'm Tiffany Neighbors with Viva Health, and we are partnering with WBHM to make a positive impact for children's literacy efforts in our community. If you donate to WBHM before the end of December, Viva Health will recognize your contribution with an additional donation to Better Basics of Birmingham. Join us by donating right now at WBHM.org.
From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tradition is a big part of the holiday season. Last week, during our News and Brews community pop-up in Calera, we asked some of those who stopped by about their unique traditions. This morning, we take a listen to what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Jackie Batson, and I'm from Calera, Alabama. My family's unique holiday tradition is that we always go to a movie on Christmas Day. When I was growing up, we would have all of our presents and gift opening and, you know, all the big stuff was done on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day seemed a little anticlimactic. So even when I was a child, my mother and I would sneak off and go see a movie every Christmas Day, and we still do it now with our kids.
My name is Becky Bolton, and I grew up in Vestavia Hills, but now I live south of Calera. I guess my favorite thing to think about is going to my grandmother's house, and she had like 8 children. They would all bring these amazing dishes and put them all on the table, and the cousins would all get their plates and go up to my grandmother's fireplace room, and we would have our section to have our fun meal in while the adults stayed in the kitchen talking about everything from politics to whatever. I still have Granny's little relish dish, and on one side you had your cranberry sauce and on the other side was pickled peaches, and it's so hard to find pickled peaches, but I found some at Aldi the other day and I bought a jar.
My name's Jonathan McSwain. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I would say my family's unique holiday tradition is the night before we each open a gift. Kind of know what it is. It's Christmas-themed pajamas. And we all get into our Christmas-themed pajamas the night before Christmas, sit around, just enjoy each other's time. I was probably in my late 20s, and I'm a comic book nerd, so I forget whose idea it was. They got me a pair of grown man Superman pajamas. So I wore them. We all had a good laugh. I think I still have them somewhere.
My name is Rick Walton, and I am from Calera. A family's unique holiday tradition for me would be my mom's homemade hard rock candy. She started when I was very young, when we were in Michigan. And we would all be in the kitchen and she would be doing the candy and my dad and I and my brother and sister would be cutting it. And then you use oils like oil of peppermint, oil of wintergreen for flavorings, and then use food coloring to make it whatever color you want. And the whole house would smell like it. Wintergreen was wonderful. Peppermint, you had to watch. You get too much and you would be crying. It would burn your eyes. Learn that the hard way.
My name is Jack Anderson, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from Calera. My favorite thing to do at the holidays is spend time with my family. When I decorate cookies, they look really cool. I had a gingerbread man, and gingerbread girl, and a stocking, and a mitten. Merry Christmas.
Those were people who stopped by our News and Brews community pop-up in Calera last week, talking about their unique holiday traditions. This audio postcard was produced by Kelsey Shelton and Will Dahlberg.